the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Let's talk some high school football on the Coach's Corner today. In fact, we have a high school football broadcast coming up on Friday. We're going to bring you the 3A versus 1A and 2A All-Star game, which will be live from Ephraim at Snow College. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The 3A All-Stars take on the 1A and 2A All-Stars. There's going to be representatives from both Carbon and Emory on that 3A All-Star team. And the 3A All-Stars will actually be coached by Carbon High School's coaching staff, led by head coach Josh Huntsman, who is actually joining us in the studio right now to talk a bit about this game. Coach, it's great to get you in the studio today. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always fun to come out and visit.
Definitely, Coach. We'll dive right into it and talk about the All-Star game. So the 3A, 2A, 1A All-Star game is actually going to take place this Friday. It's going to be a great event. Of course, you'll be able to listen to the live broadcast of that game right here on KOAL. Carbon High's coaching staff, they're going to lead the 3A group, and then you guys will go up against the 1A and 2A. It's a different dynamic, but it's fun because we see a lot of great talent in the 3A classification. You and I are typically talking about game planning for certain kids. Now you get to coach those kids. I mean, it's kind of a fun thing.
It definitely is a fun thing, and you know, we changed the format up just a little bit. It used to be North versus South, and we decided to pull that equation out of it, and we just took the 12 teams from the 3A and said, yeah, we'll play the 1A and 2A, and we'll see how it goes, see how everyone stacks up against each other.
What's so fun about that is I tell people all the time, don't let a 1A or 2A tag fool you on a team. I mean, there are some really good teams and some really good athletes at the 1A and 2A level.
Oh, there definitely is. You know, Beaver's been fantastic for many years, and South Summit's been fantastic. You've got up-and-comers, you know, in Grand, you know, being right there with everyone this year. And so there is a lot of talent in the 1A, 2A. Duchesne's always going to have great kids come and play. And so, you know, there's great talent down at the lower levels. Just because you put a 1 or a 2 or a 3 in front of it doesn't mean they're not good football players. They're all great football players. So it's going to be a fun game.
Let's talk about some of the kids here locally that will be participating. Carbon will have three representatives on the team.
Yeah, we're going to have Oscar Herrera will be there, Ashton Larson, Nate Olson. You know, he rushed for 1,000 yards on the season. And so it's going to be fun being able to coach those kids one more time.
Let me ask you this with Nate. In an All-Star game, you're now going up against a team that's not going to stack 8 or 9 of the box against Nate. That's got to be fun to kind of let him loose.
Oh, yeah, it definitely will be. And, you know, we'll have a package put together for Nate so that he can showcase some of his talents running the football. And, you know, things will open up. He's got, you know, he'll have very good blockers up in front of him. You know, we're going to get quite a few of Summit Academy's offensive line. We'll get a few of Juan Diego's offensive line. Morgan, some of their offensive line will be there. So, I mean, it's going to be a great ball game to watch some highly talented kids play.
You and I were talking off the cuff, and you would expect 30 to 35 kids to be participating from the 3A classification. Who are some of the other individuals that you're excited to coach over the next few days?
You know, definitely excited to coach Chinoso Opara. Plays for Juan Diego. He's got a full ride scholarship to BYU. Going to be a fantastic player. Hayden Reynolds from Summit Academy is a fun player to watch. You know, some of the talented kids from Emory County will be fun to coach with instead of against. You know, it's you just get a whole different perspective as you're coaching kids from other schools. And you know, your terminology is different, and the way you go about coaching is different, but coaching's coaching, kids are kids, and it's just going to be a fun football game.
So how do you approach it as a coach? Because I know you're competitive, you want to win, but at the same time, it's all about the experience, right?
You know, it definitely is about the experience, but, you know, it's always nice to get a win. You don't want to go into a game thinking, you know, we're just playing to play. You know, you got to have a purpose in doing things, and so, you know, our purpose is to go out there and win. Our purpose is to showcase these kids, you know, get them another look from some of the colleges that are recruiting them. So, you know, I know that the NCAA, they've closed their recruiting window, but, you know, those coaches will be able to see it on TV. They'll be able to see what these kids are doing. And so, you know, it just gives another opportunity that for them to be seen by other schools.
Now, some of the rules will be a little bit different in this game because these are all seniors. These are kids that have an opportunity to extend their football career past this game. With that being said, you guys have eliminated kickoffs and punts.
We have. You know, statistics will show that that's the most violent time during a football game is on a kickoff or on a punt where, you know, everyone's running down the field. You're not really seeing them. So we're going to take the ball and do the college route and put the ball in the 25. And then with, you know, with punts, we're going to have a snapper, a punter, and a returner. And the punter will kick the ball. The returner can call for a fair catch and take it where he catches it, or he can let the ball bounce to see if they're going to gain a yard, gain a few yards, or, you know, they may even lose a few yards. But we're gonna try to take that aspect out of the ball game. And, you know, the NCAA has gone the route of where they're telling players if they'll receive a fair catch inside the 25, they'll take the ball out to the 25. And so that's a real change for them. And you know, it just makes the game a little bit safer.
Outside of that, defensively, no blitzing.
No blitzing, you know. We only get these kids for a couple of days. It's going to be tough putting a whole offense in a couple of days. And so, you know, you put five defensive linemen down on the line, you can rush five. You put four down on the line, you can rush four. You got to drop the rest of them. We're going to, you know, try to play it as straight up as we can. We don't want to trick anyone. We just want to go out and play a little football.
How nice has it been for you to be able to experience this with your coaching staff? I mean, not only you as a head coach leading the 3A All-Stars, but you got your staff with you as well.
You know, it definitely will be nice. You know, we get each other. We know what we want to install. We know what we're looking for in these kids. And so being able to hang out with my coaching staff and to be able to have that camaraderie of us going over there together with each other and coaching, it will be good too.
And again, this is taking place at Snow College in Ephraim. If you've never been to Snow College, it's football fields. You got to go check this place out. It's one of the premier JUCO fields that you'll see.
You know, I used to play there back in the day when I was at Ricks College. We used to go over and play, and it was grass, and it was long, long, wet grass. You know, it's that whole Raiders flood the field thing.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I remember going over there, winning a couple, losing a couple. It, you know, what a great place to play. It's Ephraim's a beautiful town. It's a you know, great college atmosphere, and you know they're gonna throw out the bells and whistles. We'll use the Jumbotron, get pictures of kids up on the Jumbotron, and replays and all kinds of stuff. Whatever they're gonna do, and so it'll be a fun event.
It will be, and I know that there are a lot of people out there. When you get around the June season, the June month, you start getting the itch for football. I think we're 88 days away from college football, about 100 days away from some NFL football, so you start getting that itch. And this it's good timing, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's a breakup. You just get finished with school. Summer's getting started. Everybody wants to go watch a football game.
Right.
You know, you got the CFL that's starting up. You know, they've got their preseason games happening right now. Like, you know, Johnny Manziel's finally back in the league playing a little football. And
playing well.
Playing well, yeah. It's fun to watch. I mean, you know, everyone says that baseball is America's pastime, but I think football is American's passion. And
I
so
agree with that, yeah.
everyone wants to watch a good football game. And hopefully this weekend we'll give everyone a good football game.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbondale football team. Again, he and his staff will be leading the 3A All-Stars this Friday at Ephraim Snow College as they take on the 1A and 2A All-Stars. Coach, aside from the All-Star game, it is a very important time for the football season, the high school football season. Typically, you guys go to the Ute and Shoot. That was this past weekend. Instead, you've kind of focused your attention on the Manti camp coming up on June 16th.
Yeah, you know, we've got a couple of our quarterbacks who are out of town, and we're training a younger quarterback right now. We've got one of our quarterbacks who joined the military. He's in boot camp this summer. Got another one who's spending time with family in Wisconsin, and so we're training one of our younger quarterbacks, and we felt like the bigger opportunity for him was to go showcase in front of schools that he would normally play in Manti, against Manti and against other schools of our caliber. Going to the Ute Shoot's always fun, but you know, you do end up playing some bigger schools and some schools that have, you know, 80, 90 kids standing over there on the side watching. And, you know, we felt like it would be a better opportunity for our quarterback to focus on the 1A, 2A, and 3A schedule that we're going to be playing. So that's why we're going to put our efforts into Manti this year.
So aside from the camps, I mean, as far as the off-season programs have gone, are you happy with the numbers this year?
I am happy with the numbers. You know, we gave out gear and got kids set up in lockers and stuff like that already. We've got 53 kids that we've given gear to and put in lockers, you know, that's senior through freshman. We expect probably 15 or 20 more kids to show up, and so that would push our numbers up into the 70s. And, you know, we haven't seen numbers like that for the last 4 or 5 years, and so we're pretty pleased with it. We've got 20, 25 kids showing up faithfully in the weight room. We lift Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you know, 6:30 in the morning. And then we do 7-on-7 Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m., and we get a lot of kids out for that. We're averaging 30 kids out for 7-on-7 and, you know, probably 20, 25 in the weight room in the morning. And so we feel like our numbers are good. You know, there's always that one kid that you still need to get to start coming out. But, you know, we've put our captains kind of in charge of a few kids and getting them called and making sure that they're aware of our lifting schedule and our 7-on-7 schedule.
How much of the number improvement can you actually put your finger on in saying that it was, I mean, you had such a key role, I think, with the junior highs or the middle schools, excuse me, over the past year. How much of that has created excitement for these kids now that they are in ninth grade?
You know, I think Phil Howe has created excitement. Phil Howe over at Helpers created excitement for his program, you know, by winning football games and by having talented kids that have come up through. And you know, the thing about Phil is going to coach it no matter who you are, no matter where you're from. Yeah. And he loves kids. He loves working with kids. And he prepared, you know, quite a few of those kids to come up and play for us. And so we're really excited about that and about, you know, what he's done with his program. You know, Jordan Blank steps into the role over there at Mont Harmon this year. And, you know, he's a hometown kid. You know, his dad has been a head coach at Carbon High School, and he loves Carbon football. And so Jordan's going to do a fantastic job with those kids. And so, you know, what we're just there to support them in what they're doing with their programs and helping these kids, you know, catch that vision of, oh, I do want to be a football player for Carbon High School. You know, it is cool to be a football player for Carbon High School. And so, you know, we can't do it without those coaches at the lower levels. They're the ones who are putting in all the work. They're the ones that are recruiting the fifth, sixth, seventh graders to play. And then they just pass them off, you know, their freshman year to us, and hopefully we don't screw them up.
They're an extension of your coaching staff.
Definitely are. And we feel that way. And we feel like, you know, the more communication that we have with them, the better our program will be. And so, you know, my office is always open to one of those coaches if they want to come in and talk, if they want to sit down and go over things. And, you know, if they want to run my stuff, great. If they don't, that's fine too. You know, as long as we're all on the same page and we're all coaching kids to do the right things.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you stopping by to talk a little bit about the All-Star Game and, of course, the off-season schedule for your football team. Once we get past the Manti cap on the 16th, what's next for this team?
You know, we'll get back in the weight room, and then on the 12th of July, we'll start into our Camp Carbon. The first few days we'll be on our own, and then starting the week after that, we're gonna mix it up a little bit with Summit Academy and North Sam Pete, and, you know, see where we're at. And that's the big thing about those camps is you get to see where you're at early on in the preseason. You need to, you know, make the adjustments that you can make and do what you can do to get better. But, you know, it should be a good experience for our kids again this year. We did it with those two teams last year, and we felt like it was very successful for us. And so, you know, we planned on doing it again with them this year, and things just work out the way that they do.
Coach, again, thank you very much for taking the time to stop by. And we'll see you in Ephraim on Friday. I'm looking forward to the game, and we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to be a fun ball game. I apologize for stealing your color guy. You know, I hired your color guy as our defensive backs coach. So Chris Winfrey will be with us instead of in the booth with you. So it should be a fun night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you very much for the time, Coach.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Again, do not forget, we're going to bring you live coverage of the 3A versus 1A and 2A All-Star football game this Friday. Live coverage is going to begin at 6:30 with the pregame show, followed by kickoff at 7. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night of high school football action. You get the itch for it. We're in June. It's time for some football. Let's break for just a moment. We have plenty more Drive Time Sports coming your way. When we return, we're going to move over to the national side of things. We'll talk Major League Baseball with Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, right after this.